Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1776. The more runway you have, the safer you are. By Barney of theescapeartist.me. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today, I'm featuring a new author. I'll tell you about Barney, the escape artist, after the article. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The more runway you have, the safer you are. By Barney of theescapeartist.me. My dad once learned how to fly a microlight, a flying contraption that looks a bit like a hang glider attached to a lawnmower. It's probably not the safest hobby you could choose. He learned to fly this thing at a rustic airstrip, which by all accounts was just a grass field with a hedge at the end. The hedge marked the boundary of the field and the point by which you had to have achieved takeoff or crash headfirst into the hedge. To get airborne, you needed to start from a standstill at the other end of the field and then go full throttle, bumping along, gathering speed with the stick pulled back until you got up enough speed and enough altitude to achieve liftoff and clear the hedge. The moral of the story is that the more runway you have, the safer you are. In your personal finances, you can think of runway as the length of time that you could go without working. People that live paycheck to paycheck have no runway. They spend everything that comes in, go overdrawn at the end of every month, and juggle credit cards. They end up paying interest at more than 20% on credit cards and more than 40% on overdrafts. We've all done it at some point, but it's a terrible way to live. It makes you incredibly fragile. The smallest gust of wind can bring down the whole house of cards. If you're in debt, your compounding machine is stuck in reverse gear. This is how people can get trapped in poverty. You need to have a margin of safety in your life. Just as engineers build bridges that would hold the weight of not an average car, but of the heaviest truck, you need some room for error in your calculations, some redundancy in your personal finances in case of redundancy in your career. This is why a cash emergency fund of, say, 3 to 6 months spending sits as the base layer of a portfolio, the foundation of your financial fortress. From The Psychology of Money, Morgan Housel says, quote, "A small amount of wealth means the ability to take a few days off of work when you're sick without breaking the bank. Gaining that ability is huge if you don't have it. A bit more means waiting for a good job to come around after you get laid off, rather than having to take the first one you find. That can be life-changing. 6 months emergency expenses means not being terrified of your boss, because you know you won't be ruined if you have to take some time off to find a new job. More still means the ability to take a job with lower pay but flexible hours, maybe one with a shorter commute, or being able to deal with a medical emergency without the added burden of worrying about how you'll pay for it. Then there's retiring when you want to instead of when you need to. Using your money to buy time and options has a lifestyle benefit few luxury goods can compete with." End quote. What's your runway? To calculate your runway, you first calculate your net worth. This is the total of your financial assets minus any debts. If you wanted to be prudent, you could exclude your house and pension from the calculation to arrive at an accessible net worth. Then you divide your net worth by your burn rate. Your burn rate is your non-discretionary spending. It's the amount you need to keep the lights on, pay taxes, meet the mortgage payments, feed yourself and your family, and generally keep the show on the road. This does not need to include holidays, luxuries, or other stuff you have a choice over whether to spend or not. So if you have savings of $100,000 and an annual burn rate of $20,000, you have a 5-year runway. You get more runway or more financial security either by getting more or spending less. How much is enough? A runway of 20 times annual spending is the classic rule of thumb for calculating how much is enough never to need to work again. Reasonable people can debate the safe withdrawal rate and the exact way to calculate this, but it's better to be roughly right than precisely wrong. The more runway you have, the better, at least up to a point. But the benefits of runway are nonlinear. In other words, extra runway provides huge benefits in the early stages, but the incremental benefits get smaller with more runway, and things pretty much level out after 25 times. This is the law of diminishing returns. Just as one ice cream is fun to eat, but you don't get a lot of extra value from your 25th ice cream of the day. It is huge to go from having no runway to having the ability to take a year off. It's a big deal to go from 0 to 1 year's runway. But just going from 25x to 26x shouldn't really change your life much. This is why I say once you have enough runway, whatever that might be for you, and are happy working on your own terms, you've won the game. You just listened to the post titled, "The More Runway You Have, the Safer You Are," by Barney of theescapeartist.me. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thank you to Barney from The Escape Artist. He paid off his mortgage when he was 32 and built up his investment portfolio so that he could quit his job at age 43. And he did this while supporting a family with 3 kids. He has a degree in economics. He's a qualified chartered accountant and has had a 20-year career in corporate finance. We can all learn a lot from Barney. So come by theescapeartist.me and check out his blog and more. And I have that all linked in this episode's description. As someone with a long runway, I can tell you that just having the money might not be enough to make you feel safe. You also have to work on the emotional aspects of allowing your money to play the role of safety net. Many of us feel that we need to protect our money, and it can be difficult to allow our money to protect us from situations we don't want to be in. And that's where it's extremely helpful to move from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. I put up with an awful new boss for a whole year while I was sitting on a year's worth of cash in an emergency fund. It wasn't until it became abundantly clear that I was no longer valued and that I was being treated unfairly that I finally had the courage to quit. My money allowed me to leave on principle without another job lined up, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't a difficult decision. My scarcity mindset told me that it would be difficult to find another high-paying job, that I worked in such a niche industry that it would take too much time to transition to something else, and that I wouldn't find something that would allow me the flexibility to continue doing this podcast or building the economy conference. Thankfully, I have many friends who live expansive, unconventional lives that helped me move to a more abundant mindset. They reviewed my numbers with me, assisted in thinking through worst-case scenarios, and helped me see that I have more than enough money. I came to realize that I don't need a six-figure income when my expenses are so low. So even if it takes me a while to figure things out, that's okay. Shifting to an abundance mindset showed me that I've got an incredible opportunity ahead of me if I'm willing to use my money to take a big bet on myself. And thankfully, it's working out well. And I'm sharing this to acknowledge that there are a lot of emotions to work through when you're used to your income being your security rather than the safety net of the money you've saved and invested. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for your support and for listening every day, of course. Have a great day, and I'll be back with another post for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.